You're listening to the audio production of Think Like Jesus, Audio Bible Study by Randy Frazee, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Think Like Jesus includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching. While not required for the audio experience, these studies are designed to partner with the coordinating study guide, sold separately.
A burst of thunder sent a three-year-old flying into her parents' bedroom. "Mommy, I'm scared," she said. The mother, half awake and half unconscious, replied, "Go back to bed. God will be with you." The small figure stood in the unlit doorway for a moment and then said softly, "Mommy, I'll sleep in here with Daddy, and you go in there and sleep with God." Sometimes it's hard to wrap our arms around God, isn't it? Theologian and author A.W. Tozier said, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Why? Because this mindset, or the absence of it, will drive all we are and all we do." So the journey begins with our belief in God, with the key question, who is God? The very first words of the Bible read, "In the beginning, God. He starts it all, creates it all out of nothing. He was there before there was anything." Here's an interesting observation. The Bible feels no obligation to defend the existence of God. It is assumed. As you read through the Bible, you hardly find a single person who struggled to believe there is a God. The psalmist David went so far as to write, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." Is it really that obvious? David says, "Why, yes, it is. Just look up." Psalm 19 says it this way, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun." In the New Testament, Paul went on to tell Christians at Rome, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature had been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." I have a good friend who doesn't attend church and wouldn't call himself a Christian, but he has a fascinating hobby: astrophotography. He owns a high-powered scope with the ability to take amazing pictures. The scope is pointed on a particular dark spot out in space, and the shutter is left open for hours. The results are simply breathtaking. One quiet evening, we were sitting out in his backyard, and he said to me, "You know, Randy, I believe there is a God. You can't see what I've seen and not think so. Even this friend of mine, who wouldn't call himself a Christian, believes there's a God." Recent Pew research suggests 24% of Americans claim to be atheist, and yet 14% of them also say they believe in God or a universal spirit. Truthfully, I'm not sure there are many people, percentage-wise, in the world who are truly atheists, who are willing to say with great confidence and faith, there is no God. The core question addressed throughout the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, is not, is there a God, but who is the one true God? Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to a contest to see which God would emerge as the one true God. Yahweh, the name of God in the Old Testament, was the clear winner. Before Joshua died, he gathered the children of Israel together and challenged them to choose: go backwards and worship the gods of your ancestors, a god named Chemosh, or choose Yahweh, but choose. Joshua was the first to declare his allegiance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?